Sports This Hour brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo and Wyoming Building Supply. 46 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on your snowy Monday. What's that?
I thought you were going to say Sunday.
No, it's Monday. Monday from your Synergy Home Care Studios. How you doing, James?
Good.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Julie?
I'm great.
Did you go start your truck in your bare feet today?
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay.
No.
Right. I was just curious, because when I saw this snow, I just
tomorrow.
Thought, I wonder if she'll go out in her bare feet.
Tomorrow I will.
I was just wondering.
Today's my day off.
Said that yesterday. Somebody asked me over the weekend, I was at the grocery store, and they said, what's wrong with her?
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
All right, let's look at the date book today. Wyoming history, 1885, cowboys and cattlemen formally organized the Fetterman Hospital Association.
Wow.
And all members were guaranteed full range of medical services.
Wow.
In 1885, same day, same year, 1885, owing to the heavy snowstorms in the southern part of the territory, the stagecoaches from the south were delayed this week.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine going to a stagecoach.
Yeah, well, we're going to be delayed.
Yeah, turn that heater up, will you?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Who wrote that down in 1885? It was like, somebody's going to want to know about this in 2026.
Yeah.
Can't get these stagecoaches got delayed a week.
Man, and they just didn't have the clothing either.
Well, they did.
Well, they had clothing, but just not enough to keep you really warm.
Yeah. Not if you're sitting outside. Like
yeah,
that.
Driving the carriage.
Yeah. Oh,
can you imagine sitting on top of a stagecoach in the winter?
No.
No.
Can you imagine sitting on top of a stagecoach, period? No. Not really.
James, I can't see you on a stagecoach.
No, I can't either. We've evolved past that at this point, I think.
I think it'd be fun to take it, though. Go retrace the in the summer.
I think the Pony Express would be in the summer.
In the summer. Retrace the stagecoach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You mean like the steps and do it across the state?
Jump in as
stagecoach.
Yeah,
but you know, it was such a rough ride. You'd be 5 minutes in gone, I'm good.
Yeah.
I know. Crazy. 1791, Samuel Breeze Morris, the inventor of the Morse code, was born on this date, 1791.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know. A little Morse code information, because we always like people to learn things. SOS didn't always mean save our souls.
Is that what it means?
I didn't know that's what it meant.
It didn't always mean that. It was simply chosen because it was easy to transmit and impossible to misinterpret in noisy signal areas. It doesn't
save our souls.
Save our souls.
I think it's bounced back and forth between a bunch of different things.
It was save our ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, different things.
It was. I don't think it was ever one specific acronym. It was, like you said, it's just easy to tell when you're listening for it.
Yeah, it wasn't invented by Samuel Morse alone, though. His assistant, Alfred Vail, did all of the heavy lifting. He developed the system where it was most frequently used and did the whole thing, and Samuel got all the credit.
Plenty of stories like that in science.
Yeah. Yes. You want a story? Check this out. During the Vietnam War, U.S. Navy pilot Jeremiah Denton was captured and forced to participate in a televised propaganda film.
Did it with his eyes.
While speaking, he blinked his eyes in Morse code torture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm blinking my eyes right now thinking, how do you talk?
And blink your eyes in Morse code.
Yeah.
That's a famous video.
Confirming,
it is.
Yes,
I
it is. It is. Confirming the U.S. military that American prisoners were being mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Makes you want to read
more. You would have thought that, I mean, when you watch the video now in hindsight, obviously with hindsight being 2020, you look at it and you're like, oh, he's obviously, like being very obvious with his blinks.
Yeah.
You would have thought that they would have noticed that while they were filming it.
Right.
But
they didn't.
Yeah. Didn't catch on.
Yeah. Ulysses Grant was born on this date, 18th president of the United States in 1822.
American legend.
Yes.
Hero.
1846, scientist, inventor Charles Joseph Van de Pol. He invented the electric railway.
Wow.
Yes.
Cool.
In 1855, Benjamin Duke was born. Duke University's name for him. Sheena Easton.
Huh.
Birthday today.
She takes the morning train.
Yes.
That's a song.
Now paying their fare. Yes, the morning train. As she celebrates her 67th birthday. She's 5 foot tall. You know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know. But they always portrayed her.
Yeah, as the tall.
As the camera angles. Mm-hmm. Different camera angles. Just like they do Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Famously the one.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember this man growing up. He was an NBA great. George Iceman Gervin, 74 today. The Iceman.
Yeah.
In the NBA. Played in the ABA, then moved into the NBA. Yeah.
And for the Spurs for forever.
Yes, because of his calm demeanor on the court. They called him the Iceman.
Ahead of his time.
Yes, very much so. Today's Babe Ruth Day.
Sure.
Yep.
Babe Ruth.
The Babe.
Was born on this date. Babe Ruth, first player in Major League Baseball to hit 60 home runs in a single season.
Mm-hmm.
Holds the record for the, does he hold, true or false, does he hold the record for the most career strikeouts in Major League Baseball history?
No. False. No.
Yeah.
How would he hold up today?
Who does hold the record? Gotta be somebody who played for a long time.
Cincinnati Reds guy.
Pete Rose? No. Pete Rose. I don't think so.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Reggie Jackson.
Holds the record. But struck Babe over. Struck out a lot, though.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you're going to hit home swing. Runs, you swing. Yeah,
again, somebody that was very different than the way the game was being played back then.
Step to the plate and swing, man. Go for it. Go for the fence every time.
How would he hold up today was your question? Is it?
Yeah,
interesting conversation.
Yeah.
I think if he saw 100 miles an hour and then a 85 mile an hour changeup, he'd be like, I'll do something else.
He would have those records for strikeouts?
Probably.
Do you know why he earned the nickname Babe?
No.
Youngest player on the Baltimore Orioles minor league team when he signed up.
Oh.
And his teammates called him Jack Dunn's new Babe. He was the owner.
Yeah.
Jack Dunn. New Babe.
So that's how old was he?
I don't know.
Oh.
But, yeah.
He was a child. 16 or something.
So, prime rib day. Okay.
Sure. Prime rib is good.
It is good.
I don't have it very much, but I love it.
I'm with you. I don't either, but I do. I love it when
my
I have it.
My dad makes a really good prime rib.
Yeah, true. True.
Good Christmas. Prime rib.
Yeah.
Mm, good. Tom Brady shot out a social media message to the NFL's number one draft pick, Fernando Mendoza. He said, "Welcome to Vegas. Time to go to work, son."
Yeah. People don't really. Tom Brady's he's a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. People don't realize that.
He is, yeah. Ringo Starr.
Ah, the Beatles.
85.
Wow.
Said he still runs and lifts weights and says everyone should do the same.
Good for him.
I know. That's inspiring, isn't it? 85.
What was it? He was the drummer, right?
Yep, he was the drummer.
Yep.
I can't imagine what his forearms look like. If he's still lifting weights and he was drumming for his whole life. Forearms are probably crazy.
Want your kids to be successful?
No.
No. That's a broad term.
I know. Want success for your child? Have them pile on the reading.
Well.
Sure.
Found nothing more than an impact on future success than reading.
Believe that?
I like it. Okay.
Got to make them find something they like to read about.
Yeah, that's right. True.
That should be the first goal.
London Marathon was this past weekend. Two men broke the two-hour barrier.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that crazy?
2 hours. I mean, that's just phenomenal and amazing.
We thought that was like literally impossible not too long ago, didn't we?
And then one guy is crediting his shoe technology.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that an endorsement?
That's where they had, remember the story we had last week where they introduced the new light, super ultra lightweight shoe and it was supposed to knock off a whole bunch of time? Yeah.
So I guess over 26 miles, that adds up.
How fast do you have to be running? Average 26 miles under, over 2 hours?
Under 6 minutes.
Yeah. Something like that. I know. It's like basically you're like practically sprinting.
You are sprinting. I mean, I'd love to be by that person seeing that for 26.2 miles.
Yeah, I don't think the TV, like watching it on camera probably doesn't do it justice. Just if you're there.
In a golf cart.
Yeah.
Just beside them the whole way.
Right? Hey, you there, buddy.
Yeah.
You getting tired yet? Hardly breaking a sweat. Let's go.
Hey, did we put that ice cream sandwich in the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what, like, how do you...
Hand me the chips. You're doing great.
You're doing great.
What's going through your mind in that, like, your mile 20, and you're like, oh, this is awful.
You've ran a marathon.
Yeah, but...
You've ran 26 miles, haven't you?
I have, but not, you know...
Well, let me ask you, what goes in your mind at mile 20-ish?
I mean, it's... That's a hard one.
Why do I do this?
I mean, but we have people here that run 100 plus miles.
No, I know we do. Yeah.
It's a mental game, but
it is.
You definitely, it's a mental game.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
But those guys, wow.
I know. Sub 2 hours.
Two of them. Two people.
Yeah. Two of them. Can you imagine? You're neck and neck at the finish line. You're going, I know. Oh, no. And you're going, wow.
But did they both break? They both went under.
They both went under two hours.
Went under 2 hours.
Yeah. That's what they'll be known for.
For sure.
Yeah. Hey.
Again, it was something that we didn't think was even possible.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't that something?
Less than 15 years ago.
I know, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
When will it ever stop?
The
record in the 100 meters goes down, and it goes down, and it's fractions and fractions of seconds.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, it's going down.
There is some sort of limit to
human
ability.
When is that, like, James? Everybody said that, and they continue to break records.
An example, it would be like back to baseball. I think once you hit 100, there's like 106 is the fastest ever. I don't think it's even possible to do 110. Like, it's not feasible for like the human body to be able to even do that.
106 mile per hour fastball.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Babe saw that. He's like, where's the ball? Where'd the pitch go?
Did you throw already?
Yeah.
Trivia. What happens to your hearing after you overeat?
After you overeat?
Mm-hmm.
It becomes selective. It
becomes less sharp.
Yeah.
Selective.
Yeah.
That's why we were all walking around the station.
That's your inner voice.
That's why we were walking around the station all less sharp last Friday.
Less Friday.
Kathy McGalbraith.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, I bet there's still some in the fridge.
There's still a little bit in the refrigerator. Kathy, that was
amazing.
Above and beyond and amazing.
It totally made the Friday for the place.
You reminded me it's up there. I'm going to go have some after this.
She was the talk of the town.
Yeah,
and now we made our Monday, too.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little bit on Monday, too. We got some mocha brownies from Kathy.
Strawberry or cherry cheesecake, which was amazing.
Cherry cheesecake.
Yeah, the cheesecake was
that's my favorite.
So good.
I know. It was crazy. The orange, the cranberry orange muffins.
Yep.
Man. Kathy.
She brought it up on Friday and was like, Kathy, you might be the best listener we have.
She is the best.
I'm easy to bribe.
Right now, on Friday, Kathy was the best listener we have. So there we go. Kathy McGowan, you are a sweetheart, and definitely you know how to make sweets.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much. That was unbelievable. There's even a few leftovers still in the refrigerator.
Not for long.
Enjoy your Monday, everyone. A little snow and rain, going to start backing off a little bit later on. Low 40s for the high. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Have an awesome day.